This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi is poised to become the first female speaker in history. She spoke at a news conference this morning.
We know that stay the course is not working. We must not continue on this catastrophic path. And so hopefully we can work with the president for a new direction, one that solves the problems in Iraq.
House Democrats won big last night and the morning after for some analysis. We're joined by John Dickerson. He's chief political correspondent for the online magazine Slate. Hi, John.
Hello.
Well, so the Democrats have now won control of the House. What is at the top of their agenda?
Well, top of the agenda is Iraq and confronting the president and his policies in Iraq and getting some kind of timetable. Now, whether they'll be able to do that is a matter of open to real debate. Other top agenda items, the minimum wage, an increase in the minimum wage. They're very likely to get that victory in the House. And then we have an attempt to open up some of the stem cell research in both the House and the Senate. We'll see where the Senate ends up. But a bill that would improve stem cell research is also very high. And then we also have perhaps something that would improve prescription drug coverage for seniors.
Now, let's talk more about Iraq. Obviously, this was a big issue with the voters last night. What practically can the Democrats in the House do in terms of changing the policy in Iraq? After all, that is up to the White House and the Pentagon, right?
Indeed, it is up to the White House and the Pentagon. They can do two things. One, there is now a public debate in which they are a more stable part of that debate. And now all news programs will have to hear from the speaker or the leader, and we'll see what happens in the Senate, but also perhaps a Democratic majority leader. So they are now much more a part of the debate than they were before. And then secondly, in the House, at least now, we have subpoena power, which means that the Armed Services Committee will be able to call Secretary Rumsfeld to talk about the war in a more robust way than they have before and put pressure on policy through the oversight function of Congress.
John, I wonder if there will be renewed pressure on President Bush to make some symbolic change in the direction of Iraq policy, say with the removal of Mr. Rumsfeld. Just this last week, he said, I'm sticking with Don Rumsfeld for the next 2 years to the end of my administration. Can he hold on to that?
He did say that, and what we know about this president is he sticks with his people. But there are a lot of Republicans who, as the election got closer, were calling for Rumsfeld to be pushed out, and now the table has changed. The situation has changed. We have Democrats now in control of the House, and Rumsfeld may very well find a way to no longer be in that office. There's no hints of that yet, but the dynamic has certainly changed.
You wonder if the Republicans are going to be looking for someone to blame for what happened.
They certainly are looking for someone to blame. I think they blame this president on Iraq in part, but also Republicans are upset with spending restraint or the lack of it in Washington, and also the incredible mismanagement and corruption in the House by Republican leaders. And this is something conservatives are talking about, the corruption and the wayward path that leaders in the House have gone on.
They don't like what they've seen, especially money. I mean, this government is running up huge debts.
That's right. They said, we sent you to Washington to shrink government, and you've ballooned it.
John Dickerson, chief political correspondent for Slate.com. He'll be back with us again later in the program. John, thank you.
Thank you.